A Dean County judge rejected Van Hollen's lawsuit on the 23rd of October. The attorney general said in a statement today that by that time he recognized there was no possibility for resolving the dispute until after the election. Van Hollen's lawsuit originally aimed to force the Government Accountability Board to cross-check the information of people who registered to vote as long ago as January of 2006. That could have potentially bumped thousands of voters from the rolls, simply because there was an error in their name or address compared to what was listed on their driver's license or the Social Security Administration. But Circuit Judge Marianne Simi ruled that there was nothing in federal or state law that allowed for that. She also said that Van Hollen, as a state attorney general, had no business bringing a case involving a federal voting law. Van Hollen's appeal will presumably contest both of those points. He says the appeal is important to future elections, and it's also important to make sure that state agencies like the Government Accountability Board follow the law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.